If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
As if it's a. If I would have an issue with it, but most people wouldn't. If they prosecuted exactly the same way with a person who was caught on video, like essaying children.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They prosecuted it that way. And in those kinds of cases, which they might be doing, this kind of stuff is more fair game because there's, you know, the victim's parents in the pews. I'm going to call them the pews. Whatever they're called, the audience. And they, you know, and everybody is equally outraged and it's a slam dunk. And they probably get away with this kind of stuff all the time, this rights breaking stuff. They probably get away with saying things that are out of bounds. They probably get away with it because most of their opponents probably have overworked, overtaxed public defenders who aren't properly prepared. And so they can push and they can ensure a conviction. The problem doing it in this case was that this case had contours and they were unprepared for those contours in a really shocking way. Shocking.
Very shocking way. And their experts were awful. Their experts were so bad.
Their experts should have been good. They should have been.
They should have been. They had the means. They had they had ways to get good experts and they got the shittiest experts. And Kevin Reddington handed each of them their lunch at several different points.
The final expert really stunned me because it's smart to get the psychiatrist from the FBI behavioral analysis unit to be your smart because so many people watch Criminal Minds and have seen Mandy Patinkin play this guy on television. Okay. So many people have seen Silence of the Lambs and see Jodie Foster's boss, whatever that dude's name is, playing this guy in a movie. So many people see, oh, wow, Evan Mack was moved from the CHOPS website.
Dr. Hack.
So many people have seen that, right? So they're like, oh, we're getting this guy in that everybody has. Oh, hi, Red House. Hey, Danny. Everybody,
hey, Danny.
Everybody in, Mac wasn't, he was an employee. He was just he was a contractor.
It's an agency.
He's a contractor. He has other jobs. He wasn't fired.
He was just taken off the website though, because he's a shitty witness.
On that same website, the Dietz, Park Dietz website.
Yeah.
There's a woman psychiatrist with expertise in postpartum issues and psychosis. And they didn't pick her.
No,
because they knew what they wanted. Yeah.
Right.
Can I show you something? Did you see the Victoria George tweets the other day?
I read the whole thing out to the audience. Yeah.
Well, So as people who don't know, I'll drop the link. Victoria George went to the Northeastern Law School along with Shannon with one N. And Jim Clemente, by the way, was not a psychiatrist. He was a profiler, different role. And profiling is a BS field. And Jim Clemente is the best example of the BS-ness of profiling because he will tell you, like with his hand on the Bible, that he has, quote, saved lives as a profiler. What profilers do is they Monday morning quarterback, they give you a profile and then the person is eventually arrested. And then they say, look at all the things that match up with the stuff. Never mind the 57% of it that doesn't. Profiling is a bad science because profiling was built, if you watched Mindhunter, if you read John Douglas's book, and people really respect this stuff, like Kevin loves John Douglas, it was built on examining specifically chosen serial killers who were white, who were men, who had a specific like way about them. That's how they were chosen. So they, and like Ed Kemper says this in the Mindhunter TV show, like he actually points this out, like he's the neck effer guy, by the way. So such a good performance. If you've ever seen Mindhunter, watch it. It's two seasons. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible show. What would solve the Unabomber case? Not profiling, handwriting and the language. The, no, I'm sorry, not handwriting, the language, linguistics. because they brought in a linguistics expert who was able to then, and they decided to publicize the linguistics of the letter. And then someone came forward and was like, that sounds like my brother. It was not profiling. So if you think about it, there is not a single case in the history of the FBI that has been solved because of a profiler, period. Right. They might have 10 suspects and it might help them pick three of them, but they certainly didn't get those 10 suspects. Like, at the like it's just wild. It's completely, profiling is the astrology of criminal law. I completely agree with that, Lady Harley.
Let me clarify. So CHOP is actually not Park Dietz. It's the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Ah, got it.
Abram Mack's affiliation with CHOP refers to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He worked as a senior child and adolescent psychiatrist and clinical educator affiliated with the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. He has been removed. He hasn't been terminated, but basically online chatter suggesting he was removed stems from viewers noticing that his faculty directory page is no longer active on CHOP's current clinical website following his trial testimony.
Probably because of people pinging the page, right?
Mack moved on from CHOP years prior as part of his normal career trajectory. Mm-hmm. He transitioned to roles as a professor of psychiatry at Thomas Jefferson University in Philly. Hospital directory pages are routinely deactivated. So he's been gone for a while, apparently. Yeah. Just
thank
to
you
make
for
sure
the fact check. Mm-hmm. That's so responsible of you.
You know, I'm trying.
That's why you're in the Lesbians We Love category on Jess Machado's social horizon chart. I love that for you. How do you feel about the fact that she loves you and thinks that I'm the most despicable person in the world?
Well, I think that I don't know what the motivation is behind it. I have been more gentle with her than you.
More gentle than me? Mm-hmm. Probably. I keep bringing her up, so you're probably right.
You know, before we started this channel, when we were doing the readathon, and I've said this before, when you and I talked about this, I was like, I'm staying away from Jess Machiato. I can't even say her real name anymore. Machado. I'm staying away from Jess Machado and Grant Smith Ellis because I think they're both unhinged and they terrify me. And I don't want anything to do with that psychology. From what I saw outside of the courtroom, I want nothing to do with it. These people, they have some issues and I don't want to be involved in that. Turtle Boy was like right on the edge of sanity for me, you know? And I just wanted to cover the case. I just wanted to talk about the case. But then Jess Machado kept coming up and then she started getting, homophobic. And then I heard the George Floyd joke. And I know. But I mean, openly, like on her, you know, her Twitter. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are people acting this way? Stop being an asshole. Like, you might even have a kid who falls under that LGBTQ umbrella and you're saying this shit on the internet and it's probably hurts them. And that really bothered me. So then I also was like, I don't want to talk about it. And then that stupid exit interview happened. And when I saw the way she handled it, and it reminded me so much of my mother, who is, you know, like we've said before, every time I'm with you, I cannot think of what the word is. Borderline. Thank you. I got it.
Yay. Congratulations.
My biological mother, who passed away this year, who I haven't spoken with in almost a decade, was borderline and narcissistic. And I was so triggered by watching her have that conversation, that debate, whatever you want to call it, with Turtle Boy, the exit interview. I was so triggered by her response and the manipulation that was happening that I was like, fuck it, I'll talk about it now. And so you and I did that Forbidden Fruit members only. And we just sort of, that was when I had just first discovered Jolene. And I was like, okay, well, at least we can laugh about this. This is really gross. Like, I felt really uncomfortable with the whole gay summer post and the going to New Hampshire and the Pride Parade and the George Floyd and the, you know, but then she testified in the TRO hearing for Turtle Boy. And I said that day, I think you and I talked that day or we were on that day. And I said, hey, I thought she did really well on the stand. I thought she was speaking about journalism the way that you should speak about journalism. I'm going to try to disregard some of the personal, like either the politics or her personal views. And I'm going to focus on the good. I'm going to focus on that she's talking about journalism in this light. And that's good. I think I even tweeted at her and I just said, hey, you know, I appreciate what you said. I respect what you said. And then it just, you know, and then on her shows, it was like misgendering me, calling me ugly and stupid, petty shit. So I don't feel like, you know, the rule of it's okay to make fun of mean people. That's what it is.
That's also, she loves it. She loves it. We're doing her a big favor. She loves it.
I got to fly in here. Mother fuck.
I've really come to see this as trust me, we'll get back to like what we're talking about in a second. Some of these people have abhorrent personal views, right?
Yes. But they're also entitled
playing,
to them though.
Right. They're also playing characters on the internet. The difference between Jess is I don't think she's playing a character on the internet. I think she's just displaying her life on the internet, and her life is actually like a reality show. Well, she definitely like amps it up, but you hear her in her personal life on her show. I know you don't listen. I have for many, many hours. And she's literally taking calls with her kids on the show, whatever. You know who is playing 100% playing a character on their show? Who has some abhorrent personal views? J7. That's why I'm not scared of her. That's why I'm not worried about her. I'm not scared of her. I know she's playing a character. And I have a piece of video to show you to prove it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
So there's something from one of her streams where she's taking her mom like on a little drive and you get to hear her talk to her mom.
Ooh, let me hear.
And it is extremely normal and extremely endearing in a weird way. You want to hear it?
Yep, I do.
This is really going to surprise you. It surprised me when I saw it.
This is the one that Olson went into, and she jumped us.
Now, here's your Mason Rice. This is where I was educated. This is actually where Emily C's husband was educated. Fun fact.
Emily who?
Emily C's a fellow creator on your YouTubes. She's much better liked than I.
No,
much nicer, much nicer. You know, what can you do? She lives over in your Canton now.
Oh.
Oh, baby. Now, guys, this is the grand finale. You're going to see where I grew up. It's really a stunner. Get buckled down.
Oh, I'm ready.
Here we go. We're coming up on your Stafford Road, but your girl grew up since I'm three.
Stafford
your Road. Stafford.
Stafford Road Estate.
The Stafford Road. My mother calls it the Stafford Road Estate.
Okay. She's literally just joking. Did you hear what she said about Emily C? She's much better liked than I. But what are you going to do? That is who she is. She's with her mother. So she's just being who she is. She's self-deprecating. She's loves her mother. She's driving around making jokes. That rage bullet that you see on the internet.
It's a character.
I do think her feelings were very hurt by Baker breaking up with her when he saw what she looked like. I do. And I just think she's one of the people who doesn't deal well. And granted, I am not
Hold on. He did not break up with her because of the way she looked.
He did.
He didn't. He said he broke up with her because she got crazy with him.
No, after he broke up with her, she was crazy, but it was also because she was catfishing him with the way she looks. Even Jess says that. Like that's the widely accepted narrative. It's part of, I'm not saying it's the only reason they broke up, and then it was like another week of like whatever. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that.
But if she were that on the internet, it would be a whole different experience, would it not?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's playing a character just the same way that Alex Jones plays a character. You know, they know how best to make money and they know what the audience is and they know who to go after.
That's right.
That's what they're doing.
That's right.
But at the same time, it's terrifying. It's unhinged. It makes me feel uncomfortable that she is acting as a character who has mental health issues, you know? So it's
I think she does. I think she does. And I think that the internet,
we don't know.
I think the internet is just really bad for some people.
Yeah.
I just think it, you know,
like Green Dress Girl.
She comes at me on, exactly. She comes at me on Twitter. And like I tweeted about, I was like, I just don't get as worked up as you do. It's not really my thing. But feel, I mean, if that's your thing, get worked up. It's fine.
Yeah.
But the internet doesn't do that to me. Like it just doesn't. So I believe the internet is bad for some people. And I'm not saying, okay. I feel like Rebecca ironically watched Jess one day. True. And now it's like a whole segment on this show because it's so bad shit. I can't watch her. Okay. I did ironically watch her one day and then it would happen to be a really good stream and I sort of got pulled. One thing that I will just explain is that I have been in audio and radio for a really long time. I've worked at where I work now for 16 years. You got a fly in there, my friend? You like turtle boying it over there?
Get you.
Tell to get down.
Get down.
That good? You got it?
Yeah, I was listening. I was engaged.
No. I wasn't waiting.
I'm hunting as well.
I'm invested in the storyline of whether or not you got the fly. Did you get the fly?
I got one of them. There's more than one.
Okay. So I have a lot of experience in radio. And also, like, I grew up with radio. I grew up listening to Howard Stern. And I grew up, like, and I am very fascinated by the formatics of radio. So I also love TV. I love talk shows. I mean, I grew up watching Regis and Kathy and whatever. And there's a whole thing. A lot of the things I've developed in my audio career, even I'm Crime Writers On, are based on my love of media. So we have a chat section at the beginning, and that's based on Regis and Kathy Lee, how they would always look at the paper at the beginning of the show and talk about what was in the paper before they would get a guest on. You know, Howard Stern, his whole thing in his early, like, 90s days, not early, but that wasn't early for him, but his peak 90s days were, if you have conflict, do it on the show. Don't do it off the show. But if you know anything about him and his personal life, and if you've seen Private Parts, which is a movie about his life, which he wrote based on his book, he had a very different private life than the one he had in public. So he was very much about formatics. He was very much about what audiences respond to, engagement, what's work. So that's always been an area of interest for me. So I think I am more comfortable being myself and being authentic and just bringing those formatics in. And it's just, it doesn't change who I am because I just see it as like a thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
And trying to do the best at, but I think the internet is legitimately bad for some people. I think it fuels whatever is wrong with them and it inflates it. And then they become like, it's sort of like how an old people become like an exaggerated version of who they are. It's kind of like that. So,
yeah. I just want to also say, I know that people are like, why are you guys talking about this? Because I love psychology.
Yeah, I know you do.
Because the reason why I am invested in true crime is because I want to understand people. And I really want to understand these two women and some of the people who have, you know, have gotten a name because they covered a certain trial. I just think that's fascinating. And I want to understand it better. And I want to know if they're actually playing a character, if this is who they really are and what, you know, what their background is. And speaking of T-Mac, first of all, That's a wicked cute Frenchie. Look at that little like blockhead. I want to fucking bite its face. Yeah. Mel, my biggest trigger from my own ace filled childhood is being falsely accused. Yes. Big trigger for me. Seeing it happen to you tonight hurt my heart. You are loved. Thank you for the love. But I'm not going to react well when you falsely accuse me of something. Just FYI. I don't care.
What if it's a mistake? What if it's a mistake?
Who made a mistake?
What I'm saying is somebody may have said something. They were wrong. It was well-intentioned, but it was a mistake. They shouldn't have done it.
As
they're
long
not the
as
kind
they,
of person who falsely accuses somebody of a crime.
As long as they then, when once they realize their mistake, they say, Mel, I made a mistake. I falsely accused you of this. I am sorry. And then I will say, fine, that's great. But like to double down on it and, you know, whatever. I can't. I don't appreciate being falsely accused of shit. So, yeah. Triggered.
Okay. I'm sorry you're triggered. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And I'm sorry that if you thought I was minimizing it. So just because something doesn't bother me doesn't mean it should automatically not bother you.
I just, I know that you don't want to have drama and you were probably getting upset that I was like yelling and telling them to fuck off.
No, I that's not it either. You can do whatever you want. You can react however you want. And I actually appreciate that you don't expect me to react the same way. And I want to grant you the same respect. Like, I don't expect you to react the same way. What do you think?
I don't do well when people say like, things like that, that there's no basis in that as fact. I am not one of those people who's sending death threats. I am not one of those people that is harassing. I am allowed to talk about this. First of all, it's my show, so fuck off. But secondly, I'm allowed to talk about this. That's my First Amendment right. So I'm not talking about Jess. I'm talking about green shirt, whatever. Okay, we're moving on.
Lindsay
really wants
plants.
To know. Yes. Remember for 4 months, thank you. Dying to know what you think of creepy mail TB got. I don't even know what this is about, so you're going to have to fill me
in. I will explain it to you, because among the other things I listened to today was a very busy media day. And randomly, I got a lot of stuff done for my day job, too. Like, I don't know how this happened. I think it happened because I have ADHD, and if I'm medicated, I'm able to listen to something while also doing something, and I do both of it, like, pretty well. Mm-hmm. But I listened to some of Turtle Boy's Bust Up Live this morning, and he received two pieces of mail that are real creepy. They're addressed from somebody calling themselves Karen Reed, but it's not Karen Reed. And it's like from a box in Plymouth. And inside of it is like a weird card. And one of them said something like, enjoy the hunt. And one of them said something else like, don't leave your house or something. And inside of those cards was, he thought it was snakeskin, like real snakeskin, but it's actually somebody pointed out, and I didn't see it at the real time, but I went back and looked in there, right? And I know this because I used to work in a pet store as my job from high school through college. It's actually shed turtle skin and shed turtle shell stuff.
Oh my God.
So the chat was really encouraging him to just document it. You know, there's nothing. And he's like, if I went to the police, what are they going to say? Like, this isn't a threat. It's literally just a stupid card. But the chat was encouraging him just to make a police report to document it in case it escalates. Yes. But it was pretty creepy. It was creepy. Don't send people mail. Don't call people's jobs. Don't report their YouTube channels unless they legitimately do something like a copyright thing or whatever. Just don't do that stuff. That's real life stuff. And this is just the internet where we talk and we say things other people don't agree with. And that is okay. Don't do stuff like
but
that.
But this
don't
isn't the first time that someone has sent him like an unalive turtle.
When somebody killed a turtle and hung it outside his parents' house.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
And I, actually,
people are fucked
up. To be fair, because I'm very measured and I tend to not get outraged. Somebody may have found a dead turtle and done that too.
Great.
But still, either way, it was disgusting. It was abhorrent.
It's disgusting.
It's threatening. It's violent. And it's gross. And people should not be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mel.
Yes.
Aiden has a show that he's announced. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. I won't be able to attend because I'm on vacation in St. Martin the last week in October. Mm-hmm. But it's the Schubert Theater, which is about 50% bigger than the Wilbur Theater. It's right now the naming rights belong to Ernie Bach. FYI, the owner of the largest car dealership franchise owner in Massachusetts, very wealthy guy. Aiden was talking about the Ernie Bach Theater way back when he thought Karen Reed should be out there doing something publicly to make money. He's like, Ernie Bach says that we could do a show together at the theater. Mm-hmm. He's actually now doing his show with Emily C and Jimmy at that theater. And one of the segments they announced they will be doing is an in memoriam of everybody that used to be on his side and now has Turtle Boy derangement syndrome. Mel, do you believe you will be in that memoriam? Yes or no?
Oh, no.
Hmm.
No.
That's not what you told me offline.
What?
I'm just causing trouble. I'm just doing a false accusation and trying to trigger you.
Yeah. Guys, I am thinking about coming up for the show. And of course I would
text him and ask him to send you the presale link. Ask him that. Maybe he'll send it to you today. The presale is today. So I have a question for you about today's Lindsay Clancy thing. Then the follow-up instructions the judge gave. So he did his jury instructions before closing arguments, and then he did a second set of jury instructions afterward, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the things that he said were of interest to me. He talked about, he wanted to clean up. He said, I want to clear up what I said about second degree murder.
Yeah.
And he basically wanted to make sure they were using the same standards of reasonable doubt as they were for the other charges. He said, I don't think that was clear. Second, he said, you know, you're not allowed to rule in any way except for according to the law as I stated to you. And I was like, except if they nullify, which occasionally happens.
Right.
Nullification means, by the way, for folks who don't know, when a jury decides a case because they don't agree with a law, not because of the law. And then he said, and I was like, good luck with this one. Don't base your judgment on whether you like or dislike any party in this case. What do you think he was talking about?
Prosecutors. Well, actually, no. I think he was talking about both sides. I do think there might be some women, maybe some younger women, who are really offended. I see it in the chat all the time. There are people who are just like, I just can't. He's too yelly. He's too grumpy old man. I can't, you know? I can't do it. Mel said Karen did it.
Holmes Lace is Mel shot Lincoln. I said it. I'm telling you, Holmes Lace, you are funny. You are so funny. Somebody said, check your email. So I'm going to check the email and see what it is.
Maybe it's cute. Cassie sent over some graphics.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Fun. Oh, let me show everybody this. This is so fun, Cassie. Nice job. Cassie, that was fast.
I know.
I don't even care if a robot helped you. That was really fast. The other thing
I love the horizon. It's so good. Yeah.
It's really good. I actually think this would be a really good thing maybe to use as the goodbye graphic. Maybe. Part of the goodbye graphic sequence, or just as a thumbnail. We should just do it as a thumbnail. There we go. Horizon social chart. Mel Barrett, lesbians we love. Rebecca Lavoy.
Nasty.
Nasty. Cunty. Nasty.
So good. The other thing that he said, oh, by the way, also the two youngest women who were there are not on the jury, and the foreman is an older woman. So the judge made a comment to the lawyers after the jury left, saying this was a very hard case, and a murder trial is like this, especially, is very difficult. It's taxing. It's physically difficult. It's emotionally difficult, whatever. And I want to tell you all that I think you did a very good job. Who do you think that was for? Was it for them or was it for us?
I think that the prosecutors know that they fucked everything up and the judge felt sorry for them. I think it was about him. Mm-hmm. I mean, about them. Hey, I have a question for you.
Home Slice, we know you. It's not too far. We just want you to make a video of you house sitting in our houses, please. That's our special request. Thank you.
Okay, so the jury has many options. They have first and second and manslaughter, not guilty by reason of insanity, flat out not guilty, and hung jury. After seeing everything and listening to the closings, what do you think this jury is going to do, and how quickly are they going to do it?
If I had to make money, like make a bet with money, real money, I would say, and I hate using this expression in this case particular, but I would say hung jury is very likely in this case.
Same. Yeah, I actually think hung jury or straight not guilty. I don't even think not guilty by reason of insanity. I think that this jury...
I think that's impossible. I don't think that's even on the board, in my opinion.
Oh, I disagree. Think it's possible. I think it's possible.
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's on the board. I mean, he said in his closing that she did it.
But it doesn't matter. That's the thing. It doesn't matter because the problem is if this jury is so against the prosecution and they just want to teach them a lesson for the way that they acted, that's what they do. They know that Lindsay is going to get help from mental health facilities. If that's the other thing, I think that this jury can also think ahead and be like, if we do not guilty, then she's not, like, she can go and get the help she needs, and she needs help, and she knows she needs help, and she wants help. But if we do not guilty by reason of insanity, she might go into a state facility that is sometimes worse than a prison. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to actually rank them. I'm trying to 100. Like, to me, there's a spectrum of 100%, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say 5% chance of guilty of first degree. I hate playing this as a game, but that's what I'm going to say. 5% chance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 15% chance of manslaughter.
Yeah. I think manslaughter.
Or man's laughter, as my husband likes to call it. Man's laughter. Because it's just like that. So we're at 20%. I think there is a 20% chance of guilty but not criminally responsible. No, more. Right. I think there is a 30% chance of guilty but not responsible. So that's 50. And I think there's a 50% chance of a hung jury, even though I hate saying hung jury in this particular case.
Yeah.
It's really inappropriate.
I know. And I think, the thing that worries me is that if it's then a hung jury, is Plymouth County, are they going to try her again?
They might.
I can't imagine.
There's been so much publicity, especially in the Boston area, about what a bad look this is for them. There was an op-ed in the Boston Globe about it. There's been countless national stories writing about how this is putting psychosis, women's health, postpartum treatment in the spotlight. It's different than the Karen Reed case because they were very cleanly able to say, right, she killed a cop. We can't let people who kill cops be not held, not held accountable. They could say that here. This apparently the Plymouth County DA, it's not surprising that he tried this case. He's a very aggressive, guilty, very verdict pursuer. But he's also apparently very political. And if he's a smart politician, he would not retry this case. But yeah.
I don't know what to think. Okay. Lady Harlot said flashbacks to teenage edgelord Lady Harlot in a homemade can't spell slaughter without laughter shirt.
You can't. It's man's laughter. There's a horrible podcast. Laughter. So in the pantheon of crime writers on reviews, there's like five that stand out as like the worst podcast we've ever reviewed. And the shows are actually very funny because we hated them so much. And one of them is a podcast called Manslaughter, which Kevin cannot not call man's laughter because it's so bad that it may as well have been about men laughing. Like, it's so bad. There's also one called Manslaughter. There's also one called the Unborn, which has this crazy art of a woman who's pregnant, like in the woods with all this mist.
Oh,
and it's not I need to
make a transition. Sure. This goes. I don't know how this transitions. Did you see the Michael Miller documentary, the new one on Netflix? This is three part.
Wait, which one? Oh, when did it come out?
Just yesterday, I think.
Oh no, I haven't seen. Have I seen something that came out yesterday when I've been listening to all this audio? I'm not even finished with the Jolene stream.
Lindsay and I watched all three episodes last night after she'd worked all day.
I was at a work event until like 7 and then I had an hour and a half long drive home. I don't have time. Jolene
was
on.
For those of you who haven't seen it and are interested in the Michael Miller, JP Miller story, please go watch it. It is fucking fascinating. And there is a character in this documentary, and it is Michael Miller's attorney.
Remind people who Michael Miller is.
So Michael Miller was the 30-something-year-old woman who called 911 from the forest in North Carolina and said, "Can you track my location? I want my family to be able to know where my body is because I'm about to unalive myself."
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
And then after that, her family, she has 5 brothers and sisters. They have been working diligently to expose. Excuse me. I had a tickle in my throat. Because I've been talking too much. Her family's been working diligently to expose the marriage that she was in with mini mega super church dude, JP Miller. And basically trying to bring light to coercive control relationships. There is stuff that came out in this documentary that I didn't know about, even though I've followed the case. You might remember, maybe this is what I was thinking of a transition.
What's it called? What's the documentary called? And should we do it on Crime Writers On?
I think you should do it. I was thinking of you, and I think you should do it on Crime Writers On. Hold on a second.
We haven't done anything with that case before, and if this is going to be really popular, we should probably do it.
Yes, it's going to be very popular.
Okay, I'll find it.
Death of a Pastor's Wife, where the Micah Miller case stands now. Okay. It's such a good documentary. It's told in three parts, and the setup is brilliant because they introduce you to J.P. Miller, who was, I think, 15 years older than her and was her pastor when she was in church at the age of 13 through 16 when he started grooming her. Mm. His father had a history of doing the same thing. His father was actually arrested on indecent exposure and all kinds of crazy shit. This guy didn't learn great things from the church or his father. And what he did to Micah privately behind closed doors under the umbrella and protection of his faith is disgusting. And a lot of people believe that he actually unalived her, that he followed her out there, or he had someone else go out there and force her into the woods and force her to call 911. I think that's a stretch. But I think that the harassment, he was slashing her tires. He was putting trackers on her cars. He was showing up at her apartment where she lived without him. He involuntarily put her in a mental health facility and convinced them that she was bipolar, and they put her on lithium. Mm. And then he would withhold drugs from her, and he would then give her too many drugs. He required that she have sex with him 3 to 4 times a day.
Ugh.
And when she was too tired, I know. When she was too tired to do that and in too much pain to do that, he would inject her with testosterone so that she would have a similar sex drive to his.
Are you spoiling the whole documentary right now?
No, these are all facts that came out. Micah Miller was outspoken after, so she was in the process of filing for divorce in South Carolina. And in South Carolina, the law protects people who are married in a way that she couldn't get a restraining order against him because she was still married to him, even though they were separated and divorced. He still had access to her Facebook, her phone, her car. When he would put her in the hospital, he would take her phone, her car, her laptop, and he would get into her Facebook, and he would post naked pictures of her to her entire family on her own Facebook account. Like, the guy was
diabolical.
Terrorizing her, and he was using, and he still to this day uses his church and his faith to cover his ass, and he hasn't really had any accountability so far. So we're definitely looking into the documentary. The reason I know about it is because of Mandy Matney, because after they were done with Murdoch, this is the case they covered. This is the case she and Liz got really involved in, to the point where I felt like that's when I started having some feelings about Mandy Matney, because I felt like she was a little over the edge on this.
That's
case.
Where she started going down on your Horizon social chart. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying.
We have, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
We do have a final thing to talk about, and I just didn't know. Are we ready for that?
Yeah. I got to wrap it up in 20, so we should get into it.
Let's talk about this. I'm going to show you a little clip, thank courtesy of this guy I like named Adam.
Wait, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
You know that Grant Smith Ellis had the Lally view of this trial, right?
I know, but his audio was not
it's awful.
Tolerable.
Yeah.
The courts, he needs a better setup, which he can get. He needs an omnidirectional mic, he needs a shotgun mic is what he needs. He needs a shotgun mic. His audio is, Grant, I know you're doing the Lord's work. I know you're trying your best, but if you're going to be streaming trials live from the courtroom, please get a shotgun microphone. Please use some sort of room noise canceling gate or ask if they have a malt box where you can plug directly into the audio from the microphones. This is actually the Zoom, and I did have to watch this on the Young Jerks today. I really didn't like giving the mic the view, but I appreciate that he was streaming it. I'm just going to show you this one exchange. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened in the Rosemary Scappiccio hearing today before we wrap it.
Yes.
We came here and testified today?
No.
You knew we were going to ask about the file, right?
I don't know what you're going to ask about.
Well, we asked about the file a year ago, right?
Yes.
And I asked you to review it then a year ago. Do you remember that?
I don't remember you saying that, but sure.
And then you knew you were going to be in here and be questioned about the file, right?
I don't know what you're going to ask me.
When we're talking about late discovery, do you think that the file that's contained in the district attorney's office is important to determine what was disclosed and what wasn't, Attorney Rally?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
When you're talking about late discovery,
mm-hmm.
do you think what's contained in the district attorney's file is important to determine what was disclosed and what wasn't disclosed?
Certainly.
And you didn't do anything to look at that file. Is that what you're saying?
To look at notes from December of 21? No, I didn't.
All right, how about your memory? What's your memory of what
Wow.
Mr. Proctor told
dick.
You he had in terms of documents?
My memory, as far, and again, I mean, it's an ongoing obligation to provide discovery. So as the case moves along and more discovery.
It's not done yet. We just talked
hold
about
on, hold on. He's not done.
Sorry.
So recognizing that there's an ongoing obligation to provide discovery, if there's any discovery that is generated, you know, then it would be provided in the time that it was, as I did with the 26 notices of discovery and the 172 items of unique discovery that was provided to you over the course of the time that I was handling the case.
Oh, so you know about those numbers. You just don't know about the file, right?
As far as...
I don't know what you're referring to as the file.
The file in the district attorney's office that would have the information of what notes he took during the time that he represented the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Thank
Before
you.
Because the checklist. Just...
This is not a jury trial, right? This is a hearing in front of the court. Okay.
You
did not review the file before coming in today. Next question.
May I be heard, Your Honor?
Yes.
Mr. Lally's been sequestered for since last year. Additionally, he's not the prosecutor.
With an exception provided by me on request. Okay.
I
understand that.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
All right. So what this was about, essentially, so she is representing this guy, Myles King.
Yeah.
And this case is very much the reason why we have all the poster checks. And Rosemary Scappiccio is very much the reason because she, you know, asked the court, like, why are we protecting this man? Yada, yada. She knew there was a bunch of racist stuff in there
yeah.
because she had seen it under seal and all that stuff. So what this is about is Adam Lally, he prosecuted the case through 2022, I think, or 2021. Mm-hmm. And he failed to get them discovery. And Myles King ended up in jail for 4 years and all this stuff. And all these discovery failures having to do specifically with Michael Proctor and the Milton Police Department. So this hearing today is basically getting Lally on the stand. It's a continuation of an earlier hearing. And it's going to continue again, like on September 27th or something,
mm-hmm.
About like her trying to get stuff to better defend Myles King. That's basically what it's about. The procedure doesn't matter. Lally is on the stand and he will say things like, she'll ask a question like, you know, did the Milton Police, how come you never asked the Milton Police Department why they didn't give you everything? And he said, because they told me they had given me everything. And she said, and you just believe them?
Yeah.
Yes. After they sent you, we filed again and they would send you more stuff. Did you follow up to say, okay, now have you given me everything? He's like, no. Why? Because they said they gave it all to me. So this is a man who basically says, I don't remember. I didn't work hard. That's not my process. One of the things he said that his process is he doesn't go to talk to the cops and look at their stuff to make sure he has everything until a trial date has been set.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that the defense then doesn't get that discovery until way, way, way later than they should. The whole hearing was exactly like what you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
With Rosemary Scappiccio losing her shit.
Yep. On everybody.
With the judge being like,
yeah. Well, Judge down, Krupp, is that, that's Krupp, right? It mm-hmm. was Krupp?
Yeah.
I don't
and
like
he was,
him.
He was a little too measured.
I don't care for
this.
Him.
But if I knew nothing about any of this.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey.
Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
I would have one of two takeaways, okay?
Okay.
If I knew nothing, keep in mind, we're going to pretend I didn't see trial four. We're going to pretend I did not watch the Karen Reed case. We're going to pretend nothing. I would have one of two takeaways. My one take, if I were one kind of person, I would say this is the laziest and stupidest prosecutor who just doesn't care about anything and is burnt out that I've ever seen in my life. The second takeaway I might have is Rosemary Scappiccio is a lunatic. But since I am not that kind of person, I'm like totally cheering for her. I think she's awesome. I think what she's saying makes a lot of sense and has reason. But she did a lot of yelling in this hearing today. And if you are the kind of person who likes watching Rosemary Scappiccio yell, I would recommend looking up the Zoom recording of this today, which unfortunately is a camera only pointed at the judge and just voices. Yep. But Grant's video is not audible. Again, he needs to pull it down, do something with the audio and put it back up, which is completely possible. He can do that. And I would ask Grant, please do that. But anyway, that's what happened.
One of the things that stood out to me about the testimony that I saw was that Rosemary Scappiccio was pretty much putting it out there that, again, in discovery, this same ADA, Adam Lally, gave her incomplete video footage.
Yes. Yeah, so this was a huge moment that I'm really glad you brought up. She claims that she got a clip of video without getting the full footage, which showed two other men approach what would have been the crime scene, right?
Yep.
Adam Lally said something very interesting on the stand in response to that. He said, well, and she was like, well, what did the grand jury see? What? Because her whole thing is the indictment came from the grand jury, right? And the other thing is that Proctor never turned over these warrants and he never pursued them. But what his response to that was that his practice is to give the grand jury the relevant clips and to give them the full video, no matter how long it is.
Right.
And what did that make me think of? Where is the full video that you gave to the grand jury?
The Sallyport.
The Sallyport, the front thing of the Sallyport, the library, all of the videos that we saw small clips of. Yep. Where are those full videos?
Not only that, I mean, I was rewatching Alan Jackson question Yuri Bukenik about the inverted Sallyport video today, actually. I don't know why I was watching
it. We should watch that sometime. That'd be fun.
It is fascinating, and Yuri's very uncomfortable because we should do it for a cross roast because Yuri gets very, very uncomfortable. there's like, I can't remember how many minutes are missing from that video. And it shows you in the time code at the bottom of the screen. So if Colleen Crawford was in there fucking around with that video, she's really bad at her job. Because, and again, you know, they had sidebars on this moment. Why isn't Bev asking Adam Lally, where are these minutes?
Because she didn't care and because she hated Alan Jackson. Good, great question that Turtle Boy brought up today that one of his friends sent him was, would there have been a second trial if Kevin Reddington had tried the first trial? I think it would have been a very different dynamic. I think Alan Jackson's a great lawyer, but she hated him.
Dynamic. Bev thought Alan Jackson was swooping into her courtroom and he was some big Hollywood attorney. Eliza Little was his secretary. And David Unetti was letting this happen because he's a young buck who wants to have his place in the sun.
Meanwhile,
and
she's not,
not having any of it. And then she's got Alessi coming in, and Alessi is saying words she doesn't understand and talking too much, and she doesn't like it. And then, but can you imagine? There. I did. Can you imagine if Kevin Reddington would be like, I'm not going to sidebar. I don't want to go to sidebar.
We're going to do an open court. What would she say? She would defer, probably.
What would she say? She would defer because he's Everyone older than her.
Him. Everyone respects
and
him.
And because I think she also has an issue with age. I think that people who are younger than her, she doesn't have any respect for them.
I think that she respects people she knows and mistrusts people she doesn't. And I think that she's gotten worse as she's gotten older. And
you just said that she's biased and that she should have recused herself when they brought it up that her husband tried. What was it? Was it her husband?
Her husband
or
defended
her brother?
Chris Albert in his Chris Albert. Driving case. Yeah.
And then the house in the Cape, and she chose not to recuse herself. You just said it, and I agree with you completely. She does not like people she doesn't know. She knew all of these people. She knew all of these people, yeah. And she knew all the cops. And I have never seen a person who is a defense attorney their entire lives, never once was a prosecutor. She said it to David Unetti. She said it to Alan Jackson and Adam Lally and Hank Brennan. Unlike all of you, I've never been a prosecutor.
There's a good reason why Karen couldn't hire Kevin Reddington, though.
Because he was already representing Jen McCabe.
He was representing Jen McCabe. That's
he no longer
correct.
Is, but he was. So the idea that a lifelong defense attorney who is getting close to in age as Kevin Reddington, who had to work and be an advocate for her clients her whole life. The fact that she is now a sitting judge and she is chastising and tearing down these defense attorneys the way that she did and allowing herself to be manipulated by the Commonwealth, there's something wrong there. It's not, I don't think it's just cognitive.
Oh,
decline.
It is her brother. I was wrong. It's her brother. You're right. Brother. I was wrong. I was wrong. I was very wrong. I will admit when I'm wrong and make a mistake. I just want to say real quick, this person thinks that the fact that we're entertaining Jess even the slightest is revolting. I cannot stand the fact that you smart classy with actual stuff to say, stoop to that. Sorry. It's okay. That can absolutely be your opinion, just like it's my opinion that it's fun to talk about. You're welcome to opt out and fast forward through those parts of the podcast.
And also, just because we're smart doesn't mean we aren't allowed to be petty every once in a while.
100%. I love secondhand gossip. You guys know that.
What's so funny to me about Rebecca, which one of the things when I first met Rebecca that I was so pleasantly surprised by, because she's so smart and she's so measured and she's like been a mentor to so many people in the podcasting industry and she knows how this all works and she's just like very level headed. When she was like, I love soap operas and gossip. And
I love it.
Like when she told me that, I was like, yes, this is going to be
General
so
Hospital
much fun.
Almost every day. I'm at 5 episodes behind and it's killing me because I've been so busy this week. I will be catching up on GH this weekend, by the way. And if anyone wants to talk to me about it, I'll come on and do a stream about it. And like the 8 of you who watch it can come and join me.
But it's totally fine for you to have your opinion as well, Cyber. Rebecca said,
I like secondhand gossip though. It's always secondhand for me because like when J7 comes for me, I'll just be like, I'm not into that. I mean, you're into it, that's cool. But like, so I don't really engage enough.
We're not involved in it.
No, we're tangential.
I'm saying like We are watching from the outside and commenting on it. And I think it's funny. Some of it's funny. Some of it, I'm like, these people need help, you know?
Well, they all need help. They all need help, Mel.
These people.
They all need the help. But we are not going to try to change them or fix them. We are, however, going to talk about them occasionally because it's fun. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Not sorry. You can. It's our channel. So yeah. Like, we'll do what we want. If you want to be here and you like what we're doing, amazing. If you want to, you know, skip out, that's totally fine. Someone just said they're going back to Melanie's channel, Melanie Little's channel.
Oh, tell her I said hi. Smart, inquisitive you are. I'm shocked by your perspective on Elsie. Yeah, we're smart, inquisitive, and we believe that she suffered from postpartum psychosis. That's my takeaway from seeing all the evidence in the trial.
We also believe that postpartum psychosis is an actual thing.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck what the DSM says. The DSM can fuck off.
Well, DSM says a lot of things that are now widely accepted. That's just one of them. So,
DSM-5 has been around for a gazillion years. So
it's been around since before the Knicks won the last championship. All right, you guys ready to go?
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
I am ready to go. We are on verdict watch. I will jump on tomorrow if anything happens with the jury.
Same. I will come.
I don't expect it. I expect they're going to take the weekend, but we could be surprised. So
you never know.
So anyway, there's a freaking fly in here and it's driving me nuts. I love you, Rebecca. I miss you. It's very strange to be on our channel every single day by myself. And then to try to not be a solo host. And when we do our shows together, I feel weird. Sometimes it takes me a few minutes to like warm up. I've been streaming a lot lately.
I think you need to take more breaks.
I feel fine. I mean, I love it. I love it.
Okay. As long as you continue to love it, that's great.
Hey, I take naps. I already said this earlier. I take naps. I'm going to kill this motherfucking fly.
I can't wait. Well, let me know tomorrow if you manage to or not. I'm very invested in the storyline.
It's when I turn my lights off, it'll go away. But right now. Okay. Anyway, I love you very much. I will check in with you tomorrow. We'll stay in touch and see what happens with Verdict Watch. And then, I don't know, we might do something over the weekend. If there's anything that's
sometimes
happening.
Sometimes we do that. You never know.
So, all right. We'll see you guys on the other side. Take care. You know,
bye.
Give each other hugs and tell each other you love each other.
Love you, Mel.
Things.
Bye.
Love you, Becky. Bye.
Story. One little crack and the whole thing gets wary. A witness swears, but the timeline bends. A smile too smooth. the trail just ends. Mel Barrett says, hold up, look again. Rebecca Lavoie follows every thread. If it feels too neat, then it's not the truth. There's a shadow line running through the room. Something's off, something's off. You can feel it in the bones. Something's off, something's off. When the facts won't come home, something's off, something's off.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs, with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.